0300. Normal text charges apply, and only contact us if it's safe to do so.
That's your weather and travel on 91.8 Hayes FM. Florence and the Machine will be back with Cool School explaining how stuff done be working.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. You got the love I need to see me through.
Call us on 80 99 225. Email studio at hayesfm.org or text live followed by your message to 60300.
Are you looking to start an apprenticeship? Then look no further than Hillingdon Training. They offer fully funded apprenticeships for 16 to 18-year-olds who want to learn whilst earning a salary. They have guaranteed jobs in business administration, IT technician and childcare. So if you're looking for an apprenticeship, log on to www.hillingdontraining.co.uk for more information or call them on 01895 671 976. Hillingdon Training, making the most of your future. Cool School with Hillingdon Training. Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
It's that time again. It's time for the Cool School section of our show, sponsored by Hillingdon Training. Today, we're doing the explainer.
It would be a cool school if it was me and you as the teachers, wouldn't it? If it was just in this room.
It would be...
One-on-one tuition and we're the headmasters.
It would be cool, as you say, but it would be an ineffective education
establishment. Yeah, you probably wouldn't get any GCSEs, but you would be absolutely expert in charming the ladies and downing pints.
Really? What, we get someone else in to teach
that? Yeah,
we're going
to get a trainer in for that.
Yeah.
I think that's more important.
You'd be expert at being...
I'd be good at history. You're all good at history.
Yeah, but I don't know relevant stuff, do I?
What do you mean?
I don't know stuff they do at GCSE.
Well, didn't you do GCSE?
No, I didn't do GCSE history.
Really?
No.
And then you just went on to do a degree in it?
I turned up at college and said, yeah, I want to do it for A-level. Like, I really like History Channel.
And then you just fell in love with it?
And then I just fell in love with it.
Do you know what, Joe? I never knew that about you.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It's not interesting at all, but it's just something I didn't know.
Anyway, it's time for Cool School, and today we're going to explain how the telly-welly phone works. Last week we did the aeroplane, next week we should be doing Tinternet.
We will.
Right, Harry, are you ready? Are you excited?
I'm actually very excited, because I actually raised the point in this last week, saying, how on earth do the phone work? And then Joe said, I will endeavour to find out for you, and at this time next week, I will tell you, which is what you're now about to do.
And here we are, don't time go quick.
Oh, I know, it flies.
Right, okay, bear with me. Harry, try not to interrupt, because I don't understand what I'm reading.
Right, I will just pipe down, and you can put your hand up when you want me to chirps again.
All sound is made by the back and forth movement, or vibration, of objects. When an object vibrates, it makes the molecules around it vibrate too. This causes a ripple of motion known as a sound wave, which can travel through air, water, solid materials. A telephone has vibrating parts, a disc in the mouthpiece and one in the earpiece, that turn voice sound into electrical signals that can travel along telephone wires and then turn back into sound again. Right. Did you understand that, Harry?
Yeah, I sort of did, actually, which is weird for me. Well, the first kind of sentence, I was like, this is utterly baffling, just, I want to sit down. But then I sort of kind of do you?
I do, sort of, like, the bit that loses me is where they say, one of the earpiece that turns voice sounds into electrical signals.
Yeah, that's kind of like, well, you explain how that happens.
Because in my head...
And then we might have a greater understanding. That's just like, oh, you don't need to know that. Do you know what I mean? You might as well have just said, well, you talk down it and then the person can hear it at the other end. We're not going to actually explain the technical elements of it. Something spins around and then it goes down the phone. Well, what?
Because in my head...
Sorry, that was way too loud a shout. You've probably crashed if you're in your car.
Yeah, because in my head, when it says that it turns voice sounds into electrical signals, what that means to me is there's a bunch of little, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs type characters, like, shoveling coal into a furnace. That's the image I get.
See, I'm convinced that the phone actually works where you get lightning-fast earwigs, okay? And they're in the phone, and you're your ear. so they're by the mouth bit, and then you say something, and they're so rapid that you can't see them. They're faster than the speed of light, sound, and all sorts. And, well, they'd probably be the same as the speed of sound. And then they run into the ear bit, and they run all the way down to the other end of the phone, and then they come out the other side into the other person's brain.
Right, back on planet Earth, I'm going to elaborate on that short summary we gave.
Are you? But do you know what's crazy? How there's no delay. If you're talking to someone, if we just rang America now, it'd be the same as if we rung Carla next door, wouldn't it? There's no time delay.
It's instantaneous, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, which is madness.
Well, I'm going to explain how that happens.
Are you?
Okay, not in this bit. I'm slowly elaborating.
Right.
I'm slowly opening up more and more. I gave you the summary, and now I'm getting to more and more.
Oh, now you're going to get into the nitty gritty. You're going to break it down.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't...
Peel away some of the flesh from them bones.
It doesn't bode well that we didn't understand the summary.
No.
Right, but apparently, each number on the phone has its own special electrical signal. And when the right numbers are combined, they can exactly identify your friend, for example,'s phone line. A local telephone office receives this information when you dial and sends your call in the right direction. Call signals to places close by travel along wires or cables buried underground or strung high in the air between supports. But this is what the bit you want to know, Harry.
Okay.
When the person you're calling is very far away, the electrical signals sent from your phone are changed into invisible waves of energy called microwaves, which can travel long distances through the air.
And they can also cook ready meals in about 3 or 4 minutes.
They're sent through space to communication satellites that orbit the world. I like that sentence, orbit the world.
Orbit the world.
What are you doing later? I'm just orbiting the world.
Sounds impressive, doesn't it?
Which bounce them back to Earth, extending the wave's travel distance. An antenna at a receiving station near the home of the person far away picks up the waves, changes them back into the electrical signals we've grown so fond of. Once more, they travel by cable to the telephone office that services your friend's neighbourhood. Now I'm getting it.
Yeah, but it does that also rapidly, yeah. Doesn't it?
Well, this is the thing, it does it instantaneously.
Like, I can understand if it took, like, an hour and a half to connect, someone doing all that lark, but it just does it, like, nothing, like a click of an old finger.
The really simple way to basically explain that is that basically they're sent down a cable or a wire, but if they're far away, you've got to chuck them up to a satellite and chuck them back.
So basically,
imagine there's two cables and wires, and there's a big distance between them, and there's a triangle in the middle. You chuck it up to the satellite, bounces it back down, hits the next set of cable and wires.
And goes.
When your friend answers the phone, a microphone in his mouth, in its mouthpiece, it's a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
Or a cat or a dog, I don't mind. I'm not
can't really, they
not
can't talk about that. But you can, I've talked to the cat on the phone before.
I go, often,
Mum, put Alan Baker on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing that. Put the dog on the phone, it licks it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it annoys me. So then I think I've got to use that phone and his tongue's been on.
Been all over it, yeah.
I know where else that tongue's
wash
been.
Wash it with a baby wipe when I get home.
What, the dog?
Not the dog.
As
no,
punishment.
Yeah.
Dirty mutt.
You filthy boy.
When your friend answers the phone, a microphone in their mouthpiece contains a plastic disc that vibrates, turning their message into an electrical signal that travels along the same path as before. A speaker in the earpiece of your phone receives the electrical signals, which vibrates another plastic disc that changes them back into sound. Two circuits from microphone to speaker are created, and you can talk back and forth with your friend. The next time you use the phone, think of the remarkable process that makes it possible. If I'm using the phone and I'm thinking about that, I won't be able to talk.
No, you can't think about that.
Because my brain will be melting out my ears and onto the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Well, no, basically...
But, like, I understand that. You've explained that quite nicely for us, Joe. And I've got a better grasp than I did have of how the telephone worked.
Mm.
What I find extremely bonkers is how somebody... Because somebody just invented that. There was nothing before.
Mm.
Phone didn't exist. That wasn't even a concept.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Somebody must have thought, it'd be right if we could talk to each other and, like, not be in the same room. But then how on earth you set about inventing that and then put that into place?
Well, how do you... That didn't exist before someone made it up.
No, someone made that up. What's his ruddy name?
Well, not Alexander Graham Bell, the Italian guy.
Yeah. Didn't patent it.
Who didn't patent it like a mug.
Oh, dear.
We'll look it up.
His family are living in squalor now.
Yeah, where's squalor? Is that southern Italy?
Squalor is, southern Italy, yeah.
It's near Naples, isn't it?
Yeah, not far from.
It took us 10 minutes to explain that, but that happens instantaneously.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the middle bit. I understand the bit of how it gets from one place to the other. It's the vibrating discs and things in the mouthpiece that are confusing.
Do you reckon when he invented this and he thought, right, if I can get that going, that'll be good. And he's like, probably thought, right, well, it's going to take a long time for all of that to go into process, so... I don't know, if I can do it in kind of under a couple of hours, I'm happy.
Mm.
Proposes this to the company, they go, how long will that take them? Will it kind of take about 2 hours till you're actually connected to somebody? They go, no, just instantly.
They know.
Ooh, that's a better idea than I thought, actually.
See how it happens straight away.
That's cracking, that's good news, that. No, yeah. He didn't know, did he? He just came up with it, the Burke.
We were sitting around one day, he said, I want to talk to my mama, but hey, she's too far away.
somewhere, he was about to go down and patent it, and someone had put a cracking pizza in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he went, oh, I'll just have a slice of that there, margarita.
Well, no, he's Italian, so he's on his way, and he's walking past a coffee shop, and one of his mates was playing checkers and offered him an espresso.
That might have been what happened.
So he was straight in there. I want to live in Italy when I'm older.
I do too, I've always said that.
I was chatting to someone about this the other day, and I think it's quite a life to be an old man sitting outside a coffee shop drinking espresso. 5 p.m. hits, you have a red wine.
Yeah, sure.
And you just sit there all
and
day.
And some like olives and like focaccia bread.
And you just sit there all day, you just chew the fat.
Yeah, it's great times.
Talk about life, mainly talk about your local football team.
That has always been my dream, actually. I've always wanted to have like a big farmhouse in Italy with like a little stream at the bottom of the garden, but massive grounds, and I'd have all nice animals, and I'd just sit out in my garden. I'd sit out in my garden drinking red wine and play football with my kids. You like that?
What? All nice animals? What sort of animals?
I like cows a lot.
Do you?
I'll get one of them little pigs that you can get now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan's got one.
One of those tiny little pigs?
Yeah, I wouldn't get a sheep or a goat. I don't really rate those. But I wouldn't get chickens. I find them ugly as well. But I'll get some cool exotic birds, and I'll get cows and a pig, and I definitely want a horse and a donkey.
Surely you'd buy Swallow, the world's tiniest cow, who we talked about yesterday.
I would buy, yeah. Would buy Swallow.
Swallow
the little cow. But by the time I actually manage to get my life in gear and achieve that dream, Swallow may well be dead. How long does the average cow live, Joe? Do you know this?
I've got no idea.
Neither me. I'll find out. It might be somewhere in between that of a cat and a dog. Horses live quite long, don't they? Into their 20s, I believe.
30-odd years.
30-odd years. That's madness. I didn't understand that. I thought they'd live kind of like doggy age.
Nearly as long as Billy the dog.
Nearly as long as Billy the dog. Funny that we should accidentally, on purposely, run ourselves into that. Obviously, earlier we said we gave you three rather weird news headlines, and we want you to get in touch and tell us which one you want me and my friend Joe to expand on. And how do you do that? Well, you do that by the telephone. We all understand the telephone now, don't we? Because Joe's just brilliantly explained it.
What, so if you
wanna, yeah, I know, it's nice, isn't it? So if you want to ring, it's 0208 099 2225 or 0208 80 99 22 25. If you want to text, we might explain how that works at some point as well. That's a crazy invention. If you want to text, it's live, followed by a message to 60300. And if you want to email, which we will be explaining definitely this time next Thursday, that's studio@hazefm.org. Just a reminder, do leave your name. Otherwise, we feel like we're talking to nobody.
That's the cool school section of the show. I hope
done and dusted. That's covered, isn't it?
I hope you're feeling a little bit clearer after that. What are we going
to
do now?
Should we have a break? I need a sit down.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to go to the break, Harry. We're going to come back. We're going to chat a little bit about your rap. We're going to do the news story that the public want us to talk about. And then later on in the show, right, those of you who listen to us a lot will know me and Harry do a quiz, okay, on Monday and Tuesday.
That'd be true.
The quiz is drawn for all, okay? So Carla is going to hopefully, if she agrees, lovely Carla listening in the office. Have I told you how lovely you look today, Carla?
I'm going to go and ask her. And I did buy you a Nutri-Grain.
And he bought you a Nutri-Grain.
And the cereal bars are available.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully Carla will be coming in and helping me and Harry finish the quiz by being the quiz mistress of destiny.
Breakfast with Joe Foyster and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
That's right, it's the Breakfast Show with me, Joe Forrester, and him be Harry Seal. Morning, Harry.
That's me, morning.
We're into the last 25 minutes, the home straight. It's been a good show today, isn't it?
I've liked it, yeah, but right. I don't think that's for us to judge.
I mean, I meant from a personal perspective.
You've liked, we've enjoyed it, haven't we?
We've had a lovely time.
We've had a nice time. We've had a banana, I had a Nutri-Grain, and a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah.
Other energy drinks are available.
Yeah, and
when you say banana, do you have to say other fruits are available?
No, because banana's not a brand.
I know, I'm joking.
Unless its maker is other Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've had a few, another shout out to Rainer again, who texted in requesting Hey Soul Sister. I know we were a bit slow on the uptake there, Rainer. We played it for you and we rocked out in the studio ourselves, didn't we?
Hell yeah, I did a dance.
So I hope you have a nice day today, Rainer, whatever you're doing, off to work or whatnot. I hope that song sends you on your way.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
There's been overwhelming public demand on the text and the emails for the weird news story, okay, of the day. Well, not weird news story, hard-hitting news story.
Is it? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
And what we've ended up going for is the Colombian police hope drug trafficking parrot will squawk. Now, this was about 90% of people wanted this, didn't they, Harry?
At least 90%. There was a couple of people that wanted to know how old a dog was. If that was you, I can just tell you that it was just a Yorkshire Terrier that's 22. And which is pretty old for a dog. But it ain't as interesting as a drug smuggling parrot.
He was really struggling as well, wasn't he, Billy the dog?
Yeah.
Like his eyes had gone all milky, and he was proper old.
All milky.
No, because he obviously lost his sight. Because for a dog, that's like 100.
Yeah, it's right old. Like, what is it? 7 years, or is that a cat?
That's 154 off the top of my head. Seven years for a dog.
That's packing some age.
Which makes you think maybe that 7 years thing's unrealistic because humans don't live to 154.
Yeah, I think that's rubbish. And cats is meant to be 7 years as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
And cats can live in like 20, can't they?
Yeah, that makes my cat.
It's like 140.
That makes my cat nearly 140 years old.
Yeah.
No wonder she's such a pain.
I think it's rubbish.
That's anyway, back to the drug smuggling parrot, okay? I've got to read every inch of this story because it's just gold.
You do. It won't make sense unless you don't.
The bird said, run, run, or the cat will get you, when it spotted police officers, tipping off the gang who fled their Barranquilla warehouse containing £100,000 worth of cocaine. Parrots like to talk and we're good listeners, said one officer. Police hope that the bird will reveal details such as names, phone numbers, or any other personal information that he may have picked up. Also, something that's not here that I do know about this story because I've heard about it before. This parrot was arrested. He was arrested like a
person.
They
put cuffs on him.
Also, they're treating him like he's a member of a gang. He's a trained animal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like if you get one of those horrible zoos where, like, you have a dancing bear. The bear's not living with the circus master.
True.
They're not on the same pay scale, are they?
No.
But, yeah, this little parrot, basically.
So he got arrested, proper arrested.
Yeah, I mean.
They put handcuffs on him.
What? Little cuffs on his wings.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't move my wings. I was going to fly away. You can't. That's why I put the cuffs on you, idiot.
Yeah, to prevent flight.
What's its name?
I don't know what his name is. I think they're probably preserving his anonymity.
Probably.
I don't know if that picture's actually of him.
Otherwise, he'll get mocked by all the other parrots.
Well, no, I mean, he might have to go into the parrot protection program.
Do you know what I like? Run, run, or the cat will get you.
That could have just been a parrot talking.
Yeah, it could have just been completely irrelevant.
Saying something that overheard a child say.
He could have seen a little mouse running on the floor, and then the cat, and gone, oi, mousy, Mickey, run, that cat's going to get you.
What a lovely thought. That it's a parrot that wanted to help people.
I think it probably was. I'll tell you a very sweet story about my cats the other day. I thought this was very cute.
Right.
Someone had left a window open in my kitchen, right? My cats are only little kittens, Alan and Sarah Baker. And, Alan Baker, he's the more mischievous of the bunch, being a boy, all filled and pumped with testosterone. It's like pepperoni, but slightly different. He'd climbed and fallen out of the window, which was sad. And it was about 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and his little sister, Sarah Baker, was sitting up at the window, just going, making quite a strange noise, and it woke me and my mother up, and I ran over to the window, like, what's wrong, Sarah Baker? Looked down, and little Alan Baker was at the bottom of the window outside looking up. So she was saving his life, which I thought was really cute.
I thought you were going to say that she launched an A-team style rescue program.
No, but she's only a little bubba.
No,
and
brilliant.
Yeah.
Also, a cat can't do that.
Cats, that's, yeah.
She's not going to lower down a bit of tooth floss. Like,
physically impossible. Because of the old non-opposable thumbs chat that we had yesterday.
Well, also the fact they lack the intelligence to understand a rescue operation.
Well, cats are quite an intelligent animal. I just don't think they've got the tools at their disposal.
I don't think a cat could help you escape from a prisoner of war camp.
Probably not, but...
No. But they weren't. That's not where you employed
them. That's not, yeah.
Which brings me on
not what they're there for.
Brings me nicely back to the parrot. I don't understand why this drugs gang employed a parrot as opposed to a human to do their sort of lookout work.
Well, I don't think that was the case. I think the parrot was merely a pet and he was coincidentally there.
Yeah, I think the police...
Surely that must be the case.
I think the police are slightly misguided that they're, excuse the pun, putting all their eggs in one basket with this parrot.
Oh, nice pun.
That's
because
beautiful,
of
isn't
birds'
it?
Eggs.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's good.
Yeah, don't look so angry.
No, it's a nice pun.
Anyway, so for those of you texting email, very much thank you.
What?
Yeah, thank you for texting email saying you wanted to find out about the drug trafficking parrot. That is, of course, alleged.
It's not alleged.
I don't want legal action from this parrot.
From this parrot, this parrot could kick off, couldn't it?
Anyway, it's time for a break, then we'll be back with Carlo, who's going to settle the cool school quiz for this week.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8
AZFM. That's right, this is the Breakfast Show, and we are back with Carla Battista in the studio. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Are you excited about being the quiz mistress, as it were?
I'm beside myself.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. You look positively giddy at the prospect.
You do.
Before we do that,
looks rather enthused.
What's coming up on your show later? What should people look out for, Carla?
Well, new research just in. Everybody knows that Britain loves animals, but did you know to what extent people in Britain who have pets, cats and dogs, apparently, not stereotyping, the whole of a nation.
Who
have animals, prefer the company of their cats and dogs to friends and family. They say their pets understand them better. And now four-legged friends are even getting places at dinner tables, perhaps their own room in the house, and mention in a will as well.
That's a bit creepy.
Do you think what people like, and if this is the case I identify with it, is the fact that the pets don't talk? That's a bonus, isn't it? Because sometimes...
Yeah, but you're such a lone rider, Joe. You don't like any... You're not talking to anyone. He just turns his phone off and lives his life on his own.
I'm a maverick.
I'd imagine... You're not a maverick.
But sometimes you just don't want to talk to
anyone. Well, I suppose it is maverick, in a way, because you're living against kind of normal conventions. You just don't want to kind of interact with anybody. But I'd imagine you'd like a cat or a dog.
But not
something furry to stroke.
But not every day. But sometimes you don't want to talk to people, do you? Say you've been out on the booze the night before.
Yeah, I still usually prefer. I'm quite a social animal though, Joe.
Yeah.
So I do prefer to talk. Like the dog more than the cat, perhaps.
Yeah, I like the dog more.
I'm
than
the dog,
cat.
You're the cat.
Anyway, we've interrupted Carla. Carla, what else is coming up in your programme?
Loads of great news stories as well. I will be keeping an eye on all the controversy surrounding the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. Mm-hmm. So many interesting debates are firing off.
Something we failed to mention in our show, actually, Carla. So that's pretty good that you're going to be explaining that straight after.
Yeah, I'll be keeping everyone up to date with the latest. Of course, the England team are set to depart for India. Will they? Won't they? Wales are saying they're holding back. Canada and Northern Ireland as well, being quite strong in their opposition.
Interesting. Well, we've got the golf back, so we'll be sure to listen to that on the way home now the radio's working again.
Yeah, see?
I'm excited for one.
Anyway, without any further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to settle the Cool School Quiz, okay?
Okay.
It's drawn at the moment at 4-all, okay? Me and Eric both got 4 out of 5, Monday and Tuesday, respectively. And we need Carla to be the quiz mistress now to settle it. The way it's going to work is it's fastest finger first, on the buzzers, okay?
If we know, we'd put our hand up.
No, we'll buzz.
Okay.
Make a sound. What's your buzzer going to sound like?
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that.
That noise going to annoy you.
Yeah,
I can make up a new one.
God, that's like a foghorn.
Rat it round.
Yeah, okay.
That's my buzzer.
I don't know what mine will be.
Oh, God.
Hello. That'd be mine.
That's a creepy buzzer. Yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
So what's yours again?
Hello. Mine's rat it round.
Hello.
Oh, I like this.
Right, okay.
What an idea.
So basically, Carla will read out the questions. Whoever's quickest, right, as we say, the first person to get 3 right wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna spank me in this kind of environment. Right. I'm not good in pressure situations.
I'm ready. Carla, are you ready?
I'm so pumped.
I'm ready.
Question.
Ready?
Okay. Yes.
For the title.
Question 1. In which city are the headquarters of the International Monetary Fund? Is
Hello.
It?
Oh, there's options.
Oh, he's gone before the options. Let's hope he gets this right. Then he's out of the question and I will hear the options.
Oh, that's foolish. International Monetary Fund. I'd imagine it's in Switzerland, either Zurich or Geneva. I will go for Zurich.
That's incorrect.
I'd like to hear the options, if that's all right, Carla.
In which city are the headquarters of the International Monetary Fund?
Okay.
Is it Washington?
Yep.
Geneva?
Okay.
Berlin?
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it. 3 options. Right. Ret it row. I'll do my buzzer, just for effect. Going on what Joe just said, I wouldn't have had a clue, but I'm going to say Geneva.
I'm afraid that answer is also incorrect.
Oh, nightmare!
What is it? Washington.
It's Washington, isn't it?
It is Washington.
That's what I initially thought, but because I consider you such an intelligent man, you said Zurich or Geneva, I foolishly went with Geneva.
Oh, I've been given a last-minute reprieve. I was on death row, but I'm back.
Still 0-0 into the second question. How many stars are there on the European Union flag?
Ret it row.
Harry.
11.
Incorrect.
Way more than that. Is there options?
No.
I'll probably go for... 21.
No, the correct answer is actually 12.
Oh, I were dead close.
So close.
Third question. Rather than a hatter, what is the proper name for a maker of hats?
Maker of hats? A maker of hats, she says.
Okay.
Harry, you look like a man who knows. Would you like to buzz?
I won't buzz because I don't know because I'm not allowed to wear hats because my head's too fat. God gave me too big a hat. No, we have to move on, I think.
The correct answer was milliner.
I've heard that word, but I never knew what it meant. I thought it was a Manchester City
I think
right
maybe
winger.
Should we just do the first one to get one question right the way this
let's
is going?
First person, okay, it's sudden death.
Uh-oh.
What license cost 37 pence when it was abolished in 1988?
Do you know?
Uh-oh. No, do you?
No.
No.
Your answers, please, gentlemen.
The... I was about to say driving. That's not right.
No.
Right, hang on. Hello. Coal trading license.
No, Harry.
No, I don't
know. The
correct
answer is actually dog license.
You have to have a license dog. To have a dog.
To be a dog.
Whoa.
In Scrabble, how many letters have a value of 2?
Oh, I'm never going to know this. I've never played it.
Hello.
Joe.
8.
2. It's actually D and G. Okay, gentlemen.
We are real good at this, are we not?
We got that 10 wrong.
Yeah.
I'll be very interested to see who gets this one.
Okey-dokes.
How many of our young listeners will know this question as well? Lending her name to a famous brand. Who was the Greek goddess of victory?
Hello.
Joe.
Venus.
No.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Harry.
No idea.
Mikey.
Oh. Right, we are so thick.
I actually think it's going to go on this next question.
You think somebody might be able to get this?
I think somebody's going to get this. We were talking earlier about yesterday about DIY, about your car breaking down, about manly things.
Manly things.
This is a poker question, so it's a bit of a manly thing, isn't it?
I'm not very good at poker. You blame me, player. Awesome.
What is the name of the poker hand containing three of a kind and a pair?
Hello.
Joe?
Here's one.
Full house.
Yes.
Victory!
Nike. Oh, it tastes so sweet.
Does it? Are you drinking it down?
Let me see if you would have got the next question, Harry. In slang, how much money is a monkey?
500.
Yeah.
See, I would have got that because I'm a geezer. You know about poker and history.
Because I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Carla. I think we can all agree Carla did sterling work there, didn't she?
That was a great job there from Carla. No, I like that, Carla. That was very, very kind of you to help us out there in a spot of bother.
And the main thing is that I was yet again victorious.
Well, that's the second, but the main thing is that we're both really thick and got about 10 questions wrong. The second point is that you did win with an unfair question, seeing as you play poker and I do not.
Well, I mean, maybe you should have broadened your horizons.
I should have just guessed. The only two I know are Royal Flush and Full House. I should have just gone for one.
Yeah, you should have.
Really, shouldn't I?
Yeah, but...
Carla's nodding, like, yeah, you're a Burke,
Harry. For all the young people listening who probably have Mikey trainers, a lot of people who will, there you go. You now know that the Greek goddess of victory was called Nike.
That is a nice...
Nike or Mikey.
Yeah, what is it? Oh. That's a nice nugget of information, isn't it?
Adidas.
Adolf Dassler was his name, weren't it?
Adidasler.
Well, Adolf Dassler, wasn't it?
Addy, because now I'm not sure if it's short for adult.
It is.
Don't say that with authority.
No, I can confirm that it is.
What, right. Ad and Adidas?
Pardon?
His name
was Adolf Dassler.
Oh.
Hence Adidas.
Whip out that little fact about Nike, the Greek goddess of victory, in your local school playground, and I'm sure you definitely won't get beaten up.
Yeah, just throw it out there. Go, you got them new Nike trainers on it. Yeah. Tell you what, actually, weird. Other day, found out where Nike comes from. Actually comes from the Greek god of victory. Her name was Nike.
Goddess.
So whip that one out when the school bully's walking past in his Air Force Ones. And
he'll
I'm
think
sure
you're
he'll
right, cool. He'll definitely leave you lunch money and he won't give you a peanut.
Anyway, thank you for that, Carla. I'm glad we settled it. I'm even more glad that I won.
Yeah, you were always going to win, weren't you? Why can't we do a game that's more based in my favour, like who can eat the most pork pies in a minute or something?
Who can run around screaming it in the most high-pitched voice for longest?
Yeah, I'd win that. Yeah.
Anyway, without any further ado, we're going to have Razorlight, and then we'll be back to say our goodbyes. Are you sad about that, Harry?
I am quite sad. It's an emotional time this time of day.
Yeah, we won't be back till Monday. We need to thank everyone who's called in. We'll be back as well, telling people what the answer to Harry's rap was today.
We will. You've got about 5 minutes to answer that. But without any further ado, here is Razorlight with America.
Razorlight, America, 91.8, Hayes FM.
Bye-bye.
Razorlight, America, 91.8, Hayes FM, The Breakfast Show. It's time to say our goodbyes.
Harry's rap. Harry, what was the answer?
The answer was Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing. We had answers in, none of which were correct.
None
so
of which were correct, Amondo.
It's a rollover to next week.
Try harder next week.
Try harder. That's the message from Harry Seal.
That is.
Also, I want to thank Rainer, who texted in, requested Hey Soul Sister. Sorry, a bit late with it, but we played it anyway. I hope you're having a great day, Rainer, and that's really set you up. Also, Carla, I want to thank Carla for settling the Cool School quiz, making me the victor. I want to thank everybody that got in touch and selected their weird news story about the drug-smuggling parrot from Colombia. Have you had a nice day, Harry?
I've had a top day.
We'll be back on Monday at 7 a.m. I recommend everybody stays tuned as well today for Carla, who's going to be on 9 till 11.
It's going to be a cracker of a show with Carla today. Au revoir from us. Buenos dias.
We'll see you 7 o'clock on Monday. We'll be back with the Cool School quiz and lots more. Thanks for listening.
Buenos noches as well.
Harlington.
Sipson.
Hanwell.
91.8 KFMU.